Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah has a very similar structure to the previous Mishnah, and it brings three debates regarding Yom Tov. Shlosh Devarim, three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matir, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted, he was lenient, v'chachom oisrin, and once again the chachom were more strict, and they forbade it. Number one, the halacha is that just like one is not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov himself, there is also an obligation of shvisas behemtoi, to make sure that his animal does also not perform any of those forms of work. So for example, just like on Shabbos it is forbidden to carry in a public domain, it would also be forbidden to allow one's animal to be carrying anything in a public domain. However, just like one is allowed to wear clothes, and that's not considered to be carrying, so too, if an item of clothing is on the animal, even if it's just for decoration or something, that's sort of considered to be part of the animal, not something which the animal is carrying, but rather something which he is wearing, and therefore one may allow his animal to go out like that on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that Parosai, the cow belonging to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yotza Beritzua Shabin Karneha, it would go out into a public domain on Shabbos with some sort of strap for decoration between its horns. The Chachom argued because they held that this was not considered to be part of its clothing. And the truth is, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not actually allow his cow to go out like this on Shabbos. It was his neighbor's cow. However, since he did not protest, and people didn't necessarily know that it was his neighbor's cow, they may have thought that it was actually his cow. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself was held responsible for what his neighbor did. Right, the next machlokes refers to a dosh in miskavein, something which, as well as the consequence which one is trying to produce, there is also a side consequence, a side result, which is something forbidden. If one is not intending for that side result, then it is permitted according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. For example, he permits one to do the following: one may scratch a animal on Yom Tov with a metal comb, which had quite thin pieces of the comb, and very often it would also cause the animal to bleed a bit. So whilst one was combing the animal, he would also draw some blood. Now, it's forbidden to draw blood on Shabbos. It comes under the category of forbidden work of slaughtering. However, since over here the main result which he is intending for is just to comb the animal and to scratch it, it happens to be that something else might happen. But since he is not intending for that result, there is no prohibition. And thirdly, it is permitted to crush pepper in their own grinders, which are designated for the sake of crushing pepper. They were much smaller, and if one were to crush the pepper before Yom Tov, then they would lose their taste, so it's permitted to do so on Yom Tov. And since you're only using a small grinder, which is regularly used only for pepper, so it can be done on Yom Tov. However, according to the Chachom, this is forbidden, since it looks very much like a weekday activity. People don't necessarily make a difference between this small grinder and a larger one, and so it seems like he's doing a regular weekday activity, and therefore it's forbidden midrabbanon. Now the Mishnah elaborates on the second machlekes regarding combing the animal, which was an example of a dorosh enim iskavein, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mekordin samhim b'yom tov." It is forbidden to comb the animal with a metal comb on Yom Tov, because he is likely to make a wound and draw blood from the animal. According to Yehuda, even a dorosh enim iskavein is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aval, however, makaritzafin, one can scratch the animal with a wooden comb, since the pieces are much thicker, and he is very unlikely to draw blood from the animal using such a utensil. The Chachom say, ein makardin, one is neither allowed to use a metal comb after makaritzafim, nor may one use even a wooden comb to scratch the animal, since if you use a wooden comb, one might come to end up using a metal one, which would be forbidden, also according to the Chachomim, since they also agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a dovish enim iskavein is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov.